This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is a special edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. I call it Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we explore and just try to find what's really happening in this new green industry, what's happening with this plant, all facets, from patient advocacy to the financial piece, an important part of this economic story that very, very little attention is being given. Well, I'm thrilled today because joining us is Nathaniel Gruyan, and he is the CEO of FinCan, which is one of the early people. He's the CEO of the early FinCan Cannabis Banking Financial Network. And Nathaniel, you have such an incredible background. Welcome to the program. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure to join you.
So, as an entrepreneur, you have been involved in a lot of startups and a lot of companies. Give us a little bit of your background that led you to where you are today at FinCan.
I've been a disruptive entrepreneur for many years.
I love that.
thank you. I was involved in the international and domestic trade of brand name, upscale consumer electronics, hi-fi systems, video home theater, stuff like that, and being willing to accept a lot of the restrictions and framework by just doing business in the U.S. market, I reached out to overseas markets and found that there was quite a wide difference in pricing, product availability, business cultures, and so on, and took advantage of that to buy products in international markets where it was available at much lower prices than the U.S. wholesale prices, and brought them to market in the U.S. and other parts of the world where it was kind of arbitrarily priced at a lot higher price. So I've gotten used to finding innovative solutions, and I got involved in the cannabis industry about 2.5 years ago at the invitation of a very good friend of mine who had kind of waded in a couple of years earlier. And after a little while of finding where I thought my pardon me, I got a bit of a cold, where my niche might be, I settled on solving the problem of cannabis companies, both licensees who manufacture and cultivate and dispense product, as well as folks who provide goods and services to them, to resolve the problem of them being able to get a compliant, transparent, peace of mind checking account and the merchant processing and payment processing that goes along with that, so that people could get off cash and that they could have a little bit more of normalcy in their business.
So we all know that the cannabis industry has been very difficult to regulate. You know, we have Steve Janik from Americanics on all the time. We understand the problems. There are many problems. But everything is done in cash, and it's so convoluted because of the legalities. And so I'm so thrilled to hear that there are many states now that can use your services for banking. And so you have licensees and many people receiving products of banking from Arizona down to Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Washington. Tell us a little bit about the growth of this.
Well, let me just say that banking right now is limited to just the simplicity of getting a checking account. The banks are really not able, due to regulator restrictions, to actually provide lending services or, you know, other types of things like that. one thing that probably ought to be made clear, because there's so much repeating of misinformation and lack of information, is that it really has very little to do with federal law. The entire nub of the problem, which I identified last spring, was that the banks themselves have a inherent prejudice against the industry. They feel it's a stigmatized, shady industry.
But let's talk about this. Why?
Why are they prejudiced?
Yes.
I think they just basically feel that it is a stigmatized, shady industry that they really don't want to get involved in. And in the event that they don't feel that way themselves, they feel that they have a lot of large business and institutional customers who would feel that way, who would say, look, if we knew that you were providing service to this questionable, business, to a large extent, they still have it in their heads, it's a gateway drug and all the rest of that, that they may have a wholesale exit of a lot of their customers, saying, well, you know, I understand that you may feel it's an okay business, but, you know, we would feel more comfortable if we banked somewhere else. So they have a lot of, they have a lot of this, perception of risk and reputational issues. But there is absolutely nothing standing in the way from the point of view of the federal government or regulators from banks providing checking accounts to everyone in the industry.
So it's a beginning, though.
What's a beginning?
Having the checking accounts.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty fundamental. Imagine,
yeah,
for example, if this same prejudice was shared by electric utility companies or internet or telephone companies, who could make the same argument that they're regulated by the feds and therefore they can't provide electricity. I mean, pretty much everybody in the industry would be finished before they even got started if they couldn't get electricity. Thank God the power utilities do not have such prejudice.
I drove by a facility in Brookline, Massachusetts the other day. I was driving down the road, and it's an old bank that's now a dispensary. And it is a beautiful old building. And what was so amazing to me is that there were two guards in front of the building and a policeman. And, you know, you would find one guard in front of a bank, because that's unfortunately how banking is today. You need a guard in front. But, you know, the two guards and a policeman. I just thought that was so telling. The money that these dispensaries and these companies are having to provide for additional security is extraordinary, Nathaniel.
Well, the position that the banking industry, with their herd mentality and their reputational resistance to banking the industry, is causing is a tremendous. They're putting our communities at risk in terms of safety. We have communities and states that are awash in billions of dollars worth of cash, and this creates an enormous amount of risk and expense, both inside and outside of operations, and it's all completely unnecessary. The banks feel that they have prerogatives and are choosing to behave this way. There are, some smaller banks that have put their toe in the water. Some guys are doing some very trailblazing work. But it's a difficult and slow process because of the bank's unwillingness to provide even basic services. And it is an irrational unwillingness. Of course, they don't explain it that way. They explain that they're concerned about aiding and abetting narcotics trafficking and the criminal and civil penalties that might ensue from that, or that they're afraid that they might lose their banking license or their depository insurance. But that's all nonsense. You know, none of those things are actually true. If they were really concerned about the violating federal law, then why, for example, do they provide full banking facilities to construction, hospitality, restaurants, landscaping businesses, all of which are well known, and it wouldn't take very much due diligence to confirm, employ hundreds of thousands of workers who are violating federal law every day.
We have to take a quick break, Nathaniel. Can you hold on and we'll continue this conversation? What's the best website? How can people find out more about what you're doing?
My website is FinCann, FinCann.com.
Wonderful. We will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z. We call it an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, a tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-6030. 800-281-6030. 800-281-6030. That's 800-281-6030.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Dr. Hyla Kass, a physician, a psychiatrist, and she really has been the natural voice for addiction, the natural voice for dealing with psychiatric disorders. And so it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but it does. She's joining us today, and she's educating us about CBD, the non-psychoactive piece of this extraordinary, miraculous plant that we call cannabis. And you were sharing with us the benefits of this CBD, but my question is, CBD, this is like a very convoluted piece of the conversation. I don't know how else to say it, because cannabis is considered a class one drug, which happened in the 70s. And CBD is from the cannabis plant. It's the hemp. It's a full spectrum oil that is taken from the hemp, extracted with a CO2 facility, and it becomes CBD oil. A full spectrum oil, which is what you're looking for when you're looking for CBD products. So my question is CBD oil legal?
It's legal in most states. And the problem is it's associated with the marijuana plant, which is Schedule 1. Schedule 1 means it has no, it can't be prescribed. Even. As a physician, I can't prescribe something that's, you know, in a regular drugstore. Of course, we can go to states where it's legal, and you get a license from a doctor.
Right.
So that's medical marijuana. Then there's states where it's recreational use, but it's still tightly controlled. So it's quite a controlled substance.
You're really walking a very fine line with this conversation. It's fascinating. But my question to you is, if you are, will CBD hemp oil show up in a drug test?
Well, that's an interesting point, because there may be traces of THC in it. You're allowed to have 0.3% or less, because the states, under each state, it's legal. And as long as it's less than 0.3% THC, however, depending on what product you're getting, you have to trust the product. And that's another issue that's always true in the supplement industry. We've gone around this and around and around. So important to know your product. But I have heard of people having positive drug tests, and then they had a lot of explaining to do, that they were just taking CBD. So the one that I use in my practice and that I have on my website is totally zero THC.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally THC-free because, A, I don't want to take a chance. B, I'm like one of those, you know, Princess and the Pea people who would detect even the smallest amount of THC.
Right.
So you really have to know your product.
And you have to know your body as well, because what works for me, the dosage that works for me may not work the same for you. And so it's all dependent, and it depends on how much filling our endocannabinoid system needs, and we don't know that until we start taking the product, from what I've been talking about through the year.
Right on, thank you. Because it's also confusing, because the bottle is going to say something like, the one I carry has 500 milligrams of CBD in each dropper, dropper. So each dropper has 500 milligrams in a whole bottle of...
And each serving has 60...
2 ounces.
Yeah.
So each dropper is 8.8. And right. So you have to measure it that way. But the real measure is take a dropper full. Wait maybe 20 minutes, see how you feel. Add another. We can go up to even 60 milligrams of CBD. And, you know, a lot of people will tolerate that very well, and that's when they get their effect. I, for example, a good way to titrate is a friend of mine was having terrible back pain and sciatica at Natural Products Expo. So I gave him, and he had to do a lot of walking, so I gave him some CBD. He didn't want to take pain meds. Gave him the CBD, and he titrated it up to, he needed 3 droppers full. And then I also gave him some capsules because they're longer lasting. So he determined, with trial and error, 3 of those and then 2 of the caps a day, 1 twice a day,
mm-hmm.
totally carried him. He was fine.
Yep.
No
yep.
pain. And he had discs. He had, you know, ruptured discs and, you know, his x-ray didn't look pretty, but he was fine. He was able to walk and feel good. And now, how many months has since it? Expo, it's a couple of months, he's fine. He just keeps taking it.
Love it. Love that story. I have two people. One last night at a dinner party came over to me, and they know that I do this show, and they have grandsons with ADD and ADHD, and had heard that the CBD oil, the hemp oil, was very helpful. And another friend of mine's son is very withdrawn and also very hard to focus, and they don't want to give him medication, and they decided to try CBD oil.
Smart move.
I love that parents are starting to hear about this. What do you think as a psychiatrist?
Okay, so we have an endocannabinoid system. What's been determined is that people with high anxiety, with migraines, with ADD, with depression, have, and many more conditions that are usually considered psychiatric and in need of drugs. Well, you know what? They are low in endocannabinoids. The endocannabinoid system is underactive. And if we activate, feed the endocannabinoid system with CBD, guess what? It starts to work. And it starts to help you make neurotransmitters. It stimulates neurotransmitter production. So you start to make the dopamine you need or the serotonin that you need. So much of the CBD is in the gut, and the gut makes most of our serotonin. So without getting very technical, yes, it's great for ADD, depression. They have some research on autism with it, panic disorder, speech anxiety. People who are scared of giving a speech, and most people are, you take some CBD beforehand, and they did a really nice study, gave people either placebo or CBD, and the CBD people did great. So no speech anxiety. Social anxiety, that's a big one. How many people are nervous about going out, about being seen by people, about going to parties? They stand around the edges of the room and, you know, they don't want to participate. They're afraid to participate. Give them some CBD. It activates the neurotransmitters, and they start feeling normal, and they're interacting, and they're happy. So it has many uses. It sounds like a panacea, but what it's doing is activating neurotransmitters, which
this
is very powerful.
This has been such a wonderful time with you, Dr. Hylacast. Thank you so much for being with us today. And do give out your website, and you can Google Dr. Cass. You can find out all about her. You can look for her products. Everything is on her website, and give that out again, please.
Sure. It's CassMD.com, CASSMD.com. The place where I have the CBD, you have to know where to find it. It's either under More Good Stuff, or the secret code is CassMD.com/hemp oil. One word.
Okay.
CassMD.com, my website, /hemp oil. And I also have, this is nice. I have a
We gotta run.
Itty bitty book.
Okay, we gotta run. Thanks so much, Doctor. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. We'll be right back.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've
got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. Call now. That's 800-817-3046.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now is a mother that's also an attorney. And 2 out of 3 U.S. families are impacted by the addiction and overdose epidemic. And if you don't think this is true, you're living with your head in the sand. This opioid problem, this drug addiction problem in this country is rampant. It's in small town America. And if you drive down Mass Ave in Boston and you get off the highway and you get off 93, you will see clusters of young, middle-aged, and old people, all colors, races, and sizes, stumbling on the streets, waiting to get relief from a program that cannot accommodate all of them at Boston Medical Center. It is frightening. These were mothers with children that were working members of society. These were fathers. These are brothers, husbands, cousins, friends. You all know who they are, because it's a problem that's not going away. And joining us today to discuss all of this is attorney Colleen Cowles, but more importantly, a parent. And Colleen, it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Frankie. It's great to be here. And I want to thank you for what you're doing on this program, because in my world, there's a lot of misery that's caused by lack of information. So I'm just really thrilled with what you're putting out there. And I learned from your last segment. So
thank you. So you have a 20-hour online course, and it's called 20 Steps to Freedom When Someone You Love is Addicted to Drugs. So take your attorney hat off for just a moment and put the mom hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us, if you wouldn't mind sharing your story.
Well, the reason that I did the course definitely comes from my personal story, and then it expands with professional work with families. But we have two sons that had addiction issues, and they ended up going down very different paths strictly because of the policies that they fell into. One successfully avoided the criminal justice system. The other fell into it. Thankfully, both of them are doing well at this point. But until the personal experience, I really thought, as an attorney, I understood drug policy and I understood the basics of addiction. And then when it hit us personally, I realized that I really had no clue. And unfortunately, I think that that's the case with so many professionals in the area. Not that they're not very proficient at what they're doing, but they see one piece of it. And it's really difficult until you're personally impacted to really understand the cascade effect of the policies and the stigma and so much of what's out there. So addiction, what I learned is that so much of addiction is based on trauma and isolation, and so much of what we do as a society, and particularly the criminal justice system, is adding stigma and adding trauma, beginning with the way we treat cannabis. Because if we turn a teen into basically a criminal because they're picked up with a small amount of cannabis, that truly changes their perception of themselves, and with a criminal record, it can change their opportunities moving forward. And then at the same time, as parents, we're told that if a child has addiction issues, that we should let them hit bottom, that they should just say no. So we have a dysfunctional system, and then the people that would typically be advocating are told not to do anything.
Right.
So that's where I believe that the course was needed, just to walk parents through how to protect themselves, but also how to improve the chances for their kids.
You know, we have such a messed up system right now. Unfortunately, you have some politicians that really believe that all forms of cannabis, including the CBD, which you don't even get high from.
Yes.
Is bad for you, and it can be a gateway drug. What they're not understanding is right in front of us, we have a substance that, I keep saying this because it's so true, will change the economic future of this country, will change industry with hemp products, industrial hemp products, will change the farming industry, and more importantly, will change addicts' lives, because CBD, and this is so frustrating to get through to these politicians, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to see it, they don't want to believe it, because they're stuck in their own little boxes. But CBD could be the answer, could be the transition to help.
It absolutely can. And the government studies themselves show that. With CBD, there was a study done with rats, and the test was whether it would keep them from going to heroin. And that particular study didn't, the CBD didn't keep the rats from going to the, you know, the little knob that they could push to get heroin. But if the rats had been off of heroin for a short period of time in recovery, they no longer, with CBD, they no longer went to the heroin receptacle. So
that's right,
for
the cravings change.
Reducing cravings, and if we can minimize the risk of relapse in this country, that's huge. And it's huge on a lot of different levels, because relapse itself is a horrible thing. People get their hopes up, but unfortunately a lot of times relapse is part of the journey to long-term recovery. But because of our policies, if someone relapses, it's very likely that they're going to end up in jail.
That's right.
If they're on the traditional medications that are now available that cut risk of overdose in half, but they're, you know, some of those are still pretty strong medications, and I support those, but if they're put in jail because they relapse, a lot of times those medications, prescription medications, are taken away from them, and they actually go through withdrawal from prescription medications in jail, and then when they're released, even from a short-term jail stay, they're 12 times more likely to overdose. And sometimes those jail stays are because they couldn't afford to pay a fine. So if we could switch to using CBD minimize that risk of relapse, it's not only the relapse itself, but it's that cascade effect of our horrific policies that could literally save lives and also keep people out of prison.
You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the penal system is a mess as it is because of the offense of cannabis to begin with, and making it a class one drug. It's just, it's frustrating. But,
well, and we're making some progress on that, I would like to think. I'm sure you're aware of the legislation right now that's being promoted. I don't know if it will pass or not, but we do have the Marijuana Justice Act right now that's been introduced on the federal level.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that act. I'm not familiar with it, please.
If it was passed, and you know, it's always a long shot, and been trying to get marijuana off of Schedule One for a long time. But this is a little bit different. We even have John Boehner's support on the Marijuana Justice Act.
Yeah.
So what it would do is it would remove cannabis from Schedule One, and it would eliminate all criminal penalties related to cannabis. And that's even the distribution. It would penalize states that have disproportionate arrest and incarceration rates for cannabis, and it would expunge the convictions for cannabis use and possession.
Wow.
So we've got all kinds of people that are sitting in prison long term, and it would expunge those records.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
If listeners are supportive of that, contact your representatives and your senators.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Justice Act.
So as a mother,
we've got other.
I just want to go back. As a mother who has watched drugs blow up and could have killed and destroyed your family, When we come back, I would love for you to share some advice that you have for mothers and fathers, for family members who are wondering, what do I do? What's next? So if you wouldn't mind doing that when we come back. We're talking today to attorney Colleen Cowles. It's ColleenCowles.com is her website, and she has an online course that is pretty phenomenal. It's called 20 Steps to Freedom When Someone You Love is Addicted to Drugs. And unfortunately, it's a very important subject that's affecting so many people. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. And joining us today is attorney Colleen Cowles, and she's also a parent. And her online course is called 20 Steps to Freedom When Someone You Love is Addicted to Drugs. And so, Colleen, welcome back. It's such a pleasure. You're so articulate and so informative. And so, But parents that are listening, what do you suggest? What do you recommend to them?
Well, there's really a sequential way of approaching this, which can be important because it can be just overwhelming, and you can feel very alone when you're going through these things. There's actually a free 1 hour online course at SurviveYourChildsAddiction.com, and that takes parents through 7 steps. But let's just touch base on those. The very first one is let's keep them alive. So parents can do some things that will minimize the risk of overdose. Now there's no guarantees. You can't protect your children from everything and we can't control what they do. But carrying Narcan, a nasal spray, in our purse, can save our child or someone else's life.
You know, Colleen,
test strips.
Colleen, there were two prisoners that were being transported from their sentencing from one jail to another jail and ready to go to the prison. And they overdosed in the van. And thank goodness there was the spray that the officers used to save their lives.
Yeah, hopefully all officers and all EMTs carry it. They don't. It's worth checking with your community to see if they do carry it. But it's very easy to use. It's basically a nasal spray. We've also had an increase in fentanyl overdose deaths in the
terrible.
Last 3 years. It's increased by 540%. For $2 online, you can get a test strip where you can test a drug to see if there's fentanyl in it. Now, is it ideal that someone is using drugs with fentanyl? No, but let's keep them alive, and that gives us the opportunity to get them to recovery.
Practical. Practical, but brilliant, yes.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is really important for parents is to get enough information to be able to really make decisions about how the parent feels, because it is really difficult. A child going through addiction can be incredibly difficult to live with or to be around, to the point of sometimes being dangerous. And so it's really difficult for a parent to be consistent in the decisions they make if they're vacillating between, is this just my child making bad decisions? Is it a choice? What's the history as far as the medical aspects of it? So that the parent can make an informed decision. And at that point, it makes it easier if the parent decides that medical care really is important. Then it's a lot easier to be consistent and in advocating for your child to get medical care, for example. I've worked with one parent that had been ready to throw her son out, went through my materials and contacted me and said, I finally got medical treatment. He's autistic and he was self-medicating. So now we can actually get some real treatment. And yes, there was an addiction problem there, but there were also co-occurring disorders that needed to be dealt with. So having information takes some of the emotion out of it and really helps the parent as far as figuring out what to do and also getting past that guilt and, you know, all of the baggage that goes with it. Is there something that I did, which is unproductive at this point? It's worth looking at what can we do.
Right.
But the other thing is finding the right treatment, because parents tend to be so desperate that they're just looking for, most treatment decisions are based on where can I find a bed, or who will take him or her, or
yes,
what is the court order. So there are ways of really researching what treatment makes sense, and that might not be the most expensive either, so you can save some money there. And then the other big part of things is taking care of yourself as a parent, both financially, emotionally, and legally. Things like knowing where money maybe should be spent if it's available and what really is a complete waste of money. Protecting yourself emotionally, understanding what the background is and how you can help, but also living your own life. And legally, parents have lost their homes because allegedly there was something illegal going on the property, and in some jurisdictions that's enough to lose your home. So knowing those rules is really important.
Really important. Yeah. I want to go back. You have so much knowledge. The laws in this country, how many, what would you say the percentage of people that are in jail today because of this miraculous plant, cannabis?
I don't know the specific percentage. But well over half of all people in prison are there on drug penalties, and I believe, and I'm not positive on this, but the last statistic that I looked at, I believe on the drug charges, about 66% are cannabis. But I may be wrong on that. I have not looked at a statistic recently. But it's a huge amount. It's a huge number of people that are,
right,
that are in prison. It's still amazing to me when I look at state laws, because as we hear about all of the legalization and the medical marijuana and all of those things going on, it's easy to think that everything is loosened up, but it's still amazing to me. I mean, just looking at individual states, in Arizona, a first-time offense for any amount of marijuana is guaranteed felony charge, 4 months to 2 years in jail, and up to $150,000 fine. In Oklahoma, any amount of cannabis carries a penalty of a year in jail. In my home state of Wisconsin, a second offense for possession of any amount
crazy
of cannabis
crazy
is a felony.
Colleen, this has been
3.5 years.
This has been so wonderful. Come back again anytime. Great information. Give us the best website, please.
SurviveYourChildsAddiction.com.
Wonderful.
And there's a just click for the complimentary the 1 hour course if you're a parent,
awesome,
or if you're just
thank
interested
you
in drug policy.
Thank you so much for your time today, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.